Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. And if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Thank you. I'm Stephanie Robinson. I am a stay-at-home mom and rancher, direct market my own beef out of Newcastle, Nebraska.
Awesome. So how did you get into this beef industry?
It's a long and winding story. I think just like anybody else, like agriculture, you have the bug or you don't. And it kind of started way back when I was younger. I originally was more involved with dairy cattle and showing dairy cattle in Washington State. After high school, I decided that was not a place that I needed to be. Got out of there, went and saw some things and landed in Northeast Nebraska. I was working construction at the time. I've always loved horses and cattle and that kind of stuff. And somehow we bought cows and decided that was the thing to do. And it kind of evolved from there. After my husband and I, he has two kids from a previous marriage, and then we have three together. When our oldest that's together with us was about one, we were calving out cows. I was working a 8-to-5 job, coming home at lunch to check on calving heifers and driving all the way back to work, trying to manage all of that. And we just decided that this was ridiculous. Our daughter was in daycare, spending more time watching TV than she was doing anything else. So we made the switch that I would stay home and ranch. And at that time, we were strictly cow-calf. So we calved out cows and sold calves at the sale barns. And then we progressed into, we had a bad year where almost every heifer we had did not breed, like nothing. So we were like, well, what are we going to do with these? And we decided to start beefing them for ourselves, for friends and family. And then the next year it was like, well, maybe we'll keep a couple of the steers back and do the same thing. And it just grew. And now we do everything that we calve out for our herd specifically goes into our beef program. We do run a shares herd with another neighboring rancher, and we sell those through the Certified Piedmontese program.
Awesome. So like in what year did you officially start this business?
Robinson Ranch claims startup in 2015. But there were some cows prior to that.
Awesome. So I guess like as of today, do you have like a physical location where people can come and buy your beef, a store, or do you sell like online? What does that look like for you?
So currently we do on the ranch sales. We have a website that has a store on it and you can buy there and then you can come pick up here on the ranch. We do have 14x14 industrial walk-in freezer that we store everything here and sell out of that way. This year's been another kind of shake-up year for us. We've done quite a few years of farmers markets. And as our kids are getting bigger, the devotion that is almost every Friday, Saturday, and then a day of rest on Sunday just turned into be too much with kiddos that are 9, 7, and 5. We just couldn't do it. So we've switched back to online and in-person sales here at the ranch.
So do you ship your product nationwide?
Yes, we do. We offer, I'll say nationwide, but the guys in Alaska and Hawaii, they're just kind of out of luck.
Right.
UPS and FedEx don't quite get us there fast enough, right. But lower 48. Yep.
Awesome. So obviously that you're in a very competitive space. So how do you go about differentiating your beef from your competitors?
So a lot of our beef is and how we choose to market. We do things a little bit differently. We have genetically selected our cattle based off of methods really similar to Bonsma. Anybody that's familiar with that has a lot to do with how the cow is shaped. I mean, even different things as like how her hair pattern is, what kind of whorls and swirls and curls she has, switch lengths on her tail, how her legs are shaped. All of those things way back before we ever had genetic testing EPDs were a method to look at a cow and determine whether she would be a good milker, have high butter fat content. The structure of her legs, like how wide her front legs are, would determine how well she's going to marble and finish for tender beef. And so we took a lot of those things and information. We've gone to some clinics and stuff with Steve Campbell and Steve Sorzik, and they talk a lot about that. The other things that they've kind of ingrained in us is the need for salt. Cattle out of anything need salt. And on some levels, if you are a biblical person, believing in God and reading and doing your studies, salt of the earth is a thing. You can, I don't care if you go into, you know, your online Bibles and just type salt in and see how many verses come up with salt and how important it is to life and life structure. So with those principles, as far as raising cattle, we take those and then work through regenerative things, you know, pasture rotational grazing, that kind of thing. And it's a whole package that puts together. And the other avenue that we really look at that's important with us in our ranching is our family and our kids. I mean, our whole ranch, the whole purpose is our kids are the heart and soul of it. And not just on the mindset that to give them something for later, as far as like, oh, they'll have a ranch to run when they're older, maybe if they want to, but to give them something to grow up with as far as the life lessons that they're learning, the skills, the ins and outs of responsibility. And well, you didn't go out and feed that horse or that cow today, and now what? That kind of stuff is really important. So for us in our marketing, we encompass a lot of that stuff. There's a lot that goes on our Facebook page, on our newsletters. We talk a lot about, we're not necessarily whole on into like the fitness journey and health aspect of as much as some people are, is working out every day or anything like that.
Right.
But my husband has been pretty adamant and, I don't know, coming forefront with his weight loss struggles. I mean, you haven't met him yet. He's running a little bit behind here, but he is a 6'3" man that at the end of last year was well over 300 pounds. And that was an eye opener of, well, what is he leaving for his children? Is he going to be here for his kids? And so trying to wrap that into, you know, he's still a cowboy. He still wants his steak and his potatoes and those things, and how to do that and still lose weight. And as of, I think he said here last week, he was down under 280 already. So just in the, what are we, 4 months into the year here. So it's that weight loss journey and health journey with that in and moderation and what is good and those kinds of things is part of it. So we have a lot to offer. There's a lot going on. We are not your Walmart beef. We don't want to be your Walmart beef. We've talked a little bit to some other folks, and we're more kind of that Neiman Marcus or Coach, or we're higher end stuff. And so there is a lot more to offer there in the package.
Yeah, for sure. So in terms of like your customers, right, how do you measure customer lifetime value?
Oh, well, that's kind of been a learning journey too. You know, and as our business has grown, we've transitioned from, we started with, you know, selling a whole half of beef. Then we kind of went in, well, maybe we should offer some quarters. And with those folks, you generally get a repeat customer, you know, maybe once a year, maybe twice a year. And like I said, we did quite a few years of farmers market. So those customers you might get on a weekly basis. And the weekly ones are really fun. I enjoy those customers because you get a conversation with them more often. You get to check in. We have a couple customers that did farmers market with us that they were, when we met them, they were pregnant with a child. And then, you know, baby was born and they bring baby to market and you get to watch baby, you know, grow and that kind of stuff and almost feel family. And the success, I think, is not only a repeat customer, because obviously that's what anybody marketing wants, but a customer that engages and that finds value in us, in our time, our family. We find value in their family and their relationship too.
For sure. So what would you say is like the biggest challenge that you face in your business right now?
Oh, the market. The market is tough. Anybody that's involved in, you know, agriculture, I would think, not just beef cattle, has seen the price of things go up drastically. Whether you're a crop farmer and you're paying for, you know, fertilizers and those kinds of things, or the value of a beef animal on the hoof right now is astronomical. So to be able to market your beef and still, I mean, we can't do it for free as much as we'd love to serve everybody and, you know, share our product, but trying to find that happy balance between, well, I have to make a little bit of something for my own time and to make it worthwhile. I still have to pay the bills, but that does set a higher price bracket on beef. And I feel like customers have gotten so used to the idea that just because they're buying in bulk, you know, eighth beef, quarter beef, half beef, that it's discounted. Well, that's not necessarily the truth. We're still selling a high-end product and we do charge a high-end price.
For sure. So obviously now we just started Q2 of 2024. So for this year to be successful for you, what are some of your biggest goals and objectives?
Well, I have about, what are we? We are middle of April right now. I have about 2 weeks to really make my first major goal. And a little off, but I'm giving myself the time here that we have 2 weeks. My goal was to have everything in the pen sold before farmers market starts, which is usually the first weekend in May. Even though we're not going, I just wanted that goal as myself, is to set the, we made the right decision kind of a feeling. But I feel like if we get them all sold by, I'm going to give myself a little grace, the end of May, I will be doing pretty good. We're well on our way to that, and quite a few customer engagements and different things, and people are buying and it's moving. But that's the end goal, is I really just want to spend time with my kids this summer and not focus on trying to sell beef.
Makes sense. So, welcome. And yeah, we're about halfway through, but it's no worries. Okay, cool. So
I apologize.
No worries.
Disrespectful of your time.
No worries. So I guess, like, obviously now in 2024, many companies use things like AI in their business. So do you guys currently use AI? And if not, where maybe could you think that AI could add value?
So far, I'm going to say not really. I have dabbled in a couple of ads and stuff where I've been introduced to ChatGPT, and I don't know, it can be cool, but it kind of scary at the same time. I think most of our stuff is all comes from our own experience and the heart, and what we have to say is important. So try to just type it out if we're saying anything. I'm not a fan of AI generated photos. Everything that you will find on our Facebook, our website, Instagram, I've taken those with my handy dandy iPhone in my pocket and gone from there. So when you start seeing some of the stuff, the ads that are AI, I don't know, they're kind of off, I think. But
I don't know. I think as it progresses and the technology grows, it can be a useful tool. I think it's a thing that you put in your tool belt and you pull out when you need it. When you're a little stumped or you're having a hard time, it can solve some things for you. I think it has a place in the marketplace. But in all actuality, I think it's probably tied to still maybe how our input is into that AI. So for sure, we use, you know, our own words and say, hey, regenerate this for us. And maybe a better light or some different words that maybe we don't necessarily use when we're speaking. So I think it has a place. It's just maybe we're not quite there yet because we don't feel it's as genuine. But I think that it's pretty hard to pass up what it has to offer.
Have you thought about it for like customer service, as like a chat to interact with your customers?
Some, but I think we're a little bit fear of that, how it would look as a small business right now. We haven't grown that much, and we're so busy that we can't take time to interact with our customers. They, you know, they're kind of a canned answer, and you instruct that bot how to communicate with people. So, and that's hard to do. And I think it's extra tough because I found that even in words and typing and in letters, you know, they don't, it's really tough to show emotion in that situation. And a bot really struggles to have emotion in it. Sometimes you put too many teeth in some words, make it a little harsher than it needs to be. And there's no tone. You don't know whether it's lighthearted or what it is. So that's the difficult spot, but I think it's going to grow and become more.
For sure.
Where it'll take some of those emotions and you won't be able to, and that's a little bit scary. You won't be able to know whether you're talking to an AI generated program or you're talking to a real person.
Exactly. Yeah. So what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you guys wish you knew before you started this business?
Been a lot of learning and a lot of lessons. So that's a tough question.
I don't know. We've been pretty blessed through a lot of it. So I feel like for us, we came in, we were kind of dabbling before and selling a few beef, but not really, that wasn't our main thing, and opened up, the doors were opened at the right time, presented to be just a blessing to us. So to find that there's one thing that's in there that points to that direction, I would say, you got to be about true to yourself. And if you have any faith or belief in a creator or anything else, you need to be in touch with that. And remember that we're here to serve. That is, I mean, 100% the biggest thing in the world is, as human beings, we're meant to serve one another. We were created to help one another and be a neighbor. And there's no better way to do that than to serve your neighbor or people that need your products, no matter what you're doing, whether you're raising beef, you're building ethanol plants, it doesn't matter what you're doing. You're there to serve and serve a purpose and make the world better through your work.
That's awesome. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, Where do you see things going for your business?
I see growth as far as like even in the first chunk of the year here that we've had, the amount of people that we've interacted with has been growing steadily every day. The amount of beef that I have as yearlings right now that'll be headed to the pin for next year, those decisions and stuff are growing decisions to have more beef, serve more people. And I mean, that's the goal and that's the idea. And I really think that it's very possible. I think that God has opened a lot of doors throughout the whole cycle of our business and all the different changes that we've made. There's always a door that keeps opening and you just kind of have to stand back and go, okay, I see it. That's the door we're walking through. I hear you. And just go with it. So I think growing and serving more.
Onward and upward, man. That's it. That's the only thing that's left to be of it is onward and upward. Awesome. If you're not moving forward, you're not going anywhere. That's it. You can stand in one spot and never affect anything. But if you're moving forward, we're always going.
That's true. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out, do you mind sharing your website or social media? I guess best ways to get in contact.
Probably the quickest way is our Facebook page. You can shoot us a message on there or a comment. And that's Robinson Ranch Beef. Same thing on Instagram. Website is RobinsonRanchNebraska.com. And that's got all our information and stuff. We try to stay pretty active on the Facebook on just like day-to-day type stuff on what's happening. And like I said, our newsletter earlier, there's signups for both of those on all of our social media. So they can kind of jump on there and see what's happening, anything that's what's in the freezer, what's coming out of the freezer, ready to go, all sorts of stuff. We kind of sometimes jump down some rabbit holes on farm life and kids and what they're up to or anything that's going on. So
awesome. Well, thank you both for your time today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.